Hey, everybody, it's Barry from the What Podcast.
Hey, it's Russ.
Hey, it's Brian, and we are giving away two tickets to Bonnaroo 2024. These are GA Plus, and they include camping. Russ, how do people get qualified?
We want to hear your top artists to play on the Bonnaroo 2024 lineup.
Call 423-667-7877 and tell us who we should check out. It's the What Podcast. Thanks.
Welcome to Good for a Weekend, the podcast where two friends talk about Taylor Swift and share your spicy confessions.
I'm Cressy Cornis.
And I'm MK Ashford.
Our third ever Swiftie Confessions episode will be coming out on April 11th. It will be a very special episode because it's our 100th.
You have until April 1st to email us your Swiftie Confessions to gfaweekend@gmail.com. Please include what you'd like to be called as well and your preferred pronouns.
And if you're a new weekender, here's a quick explanation of what we're looking for in your Swiftie Confession.
We want to hear your spiciest hot takes, embarrassing moments as a fan, unpopular opinions, hills that you would die on, your crazy fan theories, and anything else Taylor related that you'd like to confess to us.
Think of us as your specially appointed Swiftie therapist.
Did you weirdly like Taylor and Maddie Healy? Are you a me defender? Do you think 1989 is overrated? Are you a Joe Alwyn apologist? Whatever it is, we're listening.
We are accepting submissions now, right now. So be sure to send yours to gfaweekend@gmail.com by April 1st. All we ask is that you please include what you'd like us to call you as well as your preferred pronouns so we can discuss your confession properly.
And we're so excited to hear what you have to spill.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Borahe, Iconic Army.
Borahe.
We're so excited to talk about the Grammys this week, but prior to the Grammys, BTS were already living it up in Vegas. Mm-hmm. We saw all the members go and see Silk Sonic in concert, and they met them afterwards, and it looked like they had a great time. Taeyang also went to a jazz club, which you, Bethany, personally were just dying over.
I was dying over all of that.
Yeah.
I mean, just seeing Taeyang fully in his element, he really is such an old soul. And I've just been destroyed by Taeyang lately. I mean, I know that he's my bias, but like bias reconfirmation has really happened to me within the last like week or two. I just seeing him dance in a jazz club to like the music that he clearly loves with like these older adults who like have no idea who he is. So he just like gets to like, you know,
have the
that,
freedom to do
have
that.
Have the freedom to do whatever and feel like a normal person for a second. Yeah.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. And then he also went to Topgolf, which for me is amazing because I go to Topgolf all the time.
You've been there like twice in the last week.
Yeah. Like I was literally just there and then he was there. It was crazy. So I'm like, oh my God, Taeyang. And he looks so hot swinging that golf club. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. And then Jungkook was spending quarantine answering Army's questions on Instagram from his dark hotel room lit up by his own BTS artist made mood lamp. Mm-hmm. Iconic.
And he was flirting with ARMY. Like, I swear he was flirting with ARMY the entire time.
Yeah.
But I mean, he was like, answering all their questions. And that's just how he spent quarantine, was with ARMY.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, he did get out of quarantine just in time.
A day before the Grammys, he got out of quarantine. Damn. And got to go see Silk Sonic.
Mm-hmm.
And then J-Hope also had COVID and was quarantined in Korea, but then was able to fly and got in just a couple days before the Grammys.
Yeah.
So there's already so much stress and anxiety and nervousness around the Grammys, but this just like really heightened all of it, not really knowing if Jungkook was going to be able to perform, if J-Hope was going to be able to make it in time to the States because of his quarantine in Korea.
Mm-hmm.
But it just all ended up working out. Like, seriously, Jungkook, I don't know. Well, both Jungkook and Hobi, but I don't know how they like recovered from COVID and then went straight into
performing
a Grammy performance.
Yeah. Seriously. So glad that they were both able to be there and like be healthy to perform and be present at the Grammys. And we're so, so excited to talk about it today.
Oh, gosh, yes.
So on that note, welcome back. We're your hosts. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany. And this is Standing BTS,
your favorite informative fangirl podcast.
Yeah. Today, we are going to hang out for about an hour and talk about BTS's attendance, performance, and nomination at the 2022 Grammys.
Yes. Can't wait to fangirl, laugh, and learn a little bit along the way. But before we get into today's episode, we want to say thanks, Iconics, for supporting us. If you'd like to support us even further and have access to our Google Docs, our Iconic Hangouts, our sound check, and our quarterly little gifts that we have going out, then join us on Patreon at patreon.com/standingbts.
Or if you'd like, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/standingbtspodcast. Your support helps us to improve the quality of our content and to continue putting out bi-weekly episodes, but any type of support you have to offer is super appreciated.
Yeah. Thanks, guys, so much. Here in the month of April, we are asking you guys to once again support Nova Ukraine as the charity of the month. Because of just where our episodes last month in March fell, we didn't get to promote it until almost the end of the month. So we are just encouraging you guys to donate to them again. Currently, donations to Nova Ukraine will be allocated to frontline volunteers in order to provide emergency aid to refugees and the remaining citizens of the Ukraine. You can donate at novaukraine.org/donate.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Let's get into it.
Oh my God, let's do it.
Yeah. Let's start off with the red carpet.
Yes.
And their interviews on the red carpet.
Okay.
So for their red carpet look, they were all wearing Louis Vuitton.
Head to toe.
Yeah. Not a surprise, but head to toe Louis Vuitton. Mm-hmm. And they had kind of like matching suits. Not all of them were matching, but like Jimin and Jungkook were both wearing this navy bluish suit. We had Soap head to toe in white.
Oh my God. I love Soap in white. A vision. Mm-hmm. Incredible.
I turned to you and I was like, oh my gosh, white suit Soap.
White suit soap.
We're like, okay, we cannot name the episode that, but I so would.
Literally, hashtag white suit Soap.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And then we had Taeyang and Namjoon in these brown suits with a dress shirt that was purple, mm-hmm. which I love the accent of the purple.
Yeah.
Taeyang had this like really large, I always want to call it a brooch, mm-hmm. but like huge flowers on his chest, like right. on his left side. And then Jin was in a tan brown suit and he was looking handsome as ever. Mm-hmm. They were stunning.
And I don't think all the members did, but a lot of the members had purple details. I mean, like Taeyang and Namjoon's are really obvious, but some of them in their brooch, they all have a little brooch on like their mm-hmm. lapel, I suppose. And some of them have purple detailing in that also. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but all of them look super well fitted in these suits. They rock them. I love the color coordination, but still kind of having a little bit of their individual style in there. I think they looked phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking Jungkook on the red carpet, though.
Nah.
He was misbehaving.
Yeah.
He was just, I mean, listen, I don't know why he was just like, I'm going to be the hottest motherfucker out here. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to steal everybody's heart. I'm your boyfriend now.
Yeah.
Because the way he's looking at the camera, first of all, this one picture, I think I like retweeted it because, oh my God. He has this pouty face on while also like leaning forward. So the buttons of his silk shirt are like holding on for dear life.
Right at his like peck chest
right
area.
Right at his peck. And yeah. I'm having flashbacks to PTD and Seoul. And I'm just thinking like that button is just going to pop off.
Yeah,
you know?
He's got to be careful.
He has a whole night in this suit, you know.
The photo that really stole the show for the red carpet in Jungkook was the shot where he was leaning against that railing, and I mean he really looks like he's coming over to hit on you know, like the
really?
Way he's casually leaning back, like it looks like he's asking you come here often type question.
Yes.
You know, like flirting,
especially with like the gaze that he has on his face
and the
you
smirk
know?
He's and smirking smirk. It's not a smile, it's a fucking smirk.
Mm-hmm. Jawline, the casual lean especially, like he's really trying to pick you up.
Yeah
that really stole the show.
Yeah, they all looked fantastic, though. They ended up doing the Glambot, which they've done the past couple years. If you go into our doc, if you're a $1 patron, we put all of the Glambots up until 2022 that they've been in, because mm-hmm. these are those slow motion shots that they do. But in this one for this year, they all acted like secret agents or security guards.
Yeah.
And we were both a bit confused by that. We're like, why are they doing that? I mean, we've kind of seen Jisook, like when Yoongi went up to go get an award one time, they kind of acted like his security guards, yeah, walking totally. Him up. So I just thought it was like a joke. But no, they were foreshadowing their Grammy performance mm-hmm. when they were doing that, which yeah. is just... We would have never known in never. That moment.
Yeah. I mean, we had no idea. We enjoyed it. We were like, okay, they're definitely like going for this joke or this theme right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it was yeah. silly.
Yeah. yeah. Which is them.
So
yeah.
them.
Yeah. I thought that they had good interviews also.
Yeah.
I enjoyed their interviews.
Yeah, the interviews, they had like typical red carpet questions. They asked them about collaboration. They asked them what they were looking forward to in Vegas, which of course they said like they were looking forward to their own concert mm-hmm. because that's coming up. Yoongi said that he wanted to collaborate with Lady Gaga. And of course, you and I read into that. We're like, so he can guarantee a Grammy?
Yeah, immediately. I was like, yeah, because if they collabed with Lady Gaga, they would immediately get a Grammy because she gets one every year. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then Namjoon said that we needed to look forward to the performance because it was never seen before.
Ooh.
Never before seen or yeah. whatever.
When he said that, I was like, oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're in for something. Like, that really got me more excited for it because we've been theorizing. We talked a lot at the Iconic Hangout with Iconics about, like, what type of performance they would have. Would they have, you know, like, a lot of stage stuff going on, a lot of choreo? Like, what was going to be the production style and value? Because we had heard a lot about the Grammys, like, allowing certain types of performances or performances of songs that you weren't nominated for. And so we were just, like, really reading into that. So for Namjoon to say it's a never before seen, we were like, yeah. okay, this is something brand new that like we have not seen anything like it.
Yeah. And yeah. it was also leaked that The Lab was going to be at the Grammys mm-hmm. too. They had posted on their Instagram account, like a reel of them. And we're like, okay, The Lab is there with BTS at the Grammys. So there was a lot of speculation that it could be on. There was an article going around that the Grammys were now allowing people to perform songs other than what they were nominated with.
Right.
So there was a whole lot going on, like, online about what to expect. But, like, we just knew that we were going to see something we've never seen before.
Yeah, totally. So let's talk about the performance. Mm-hmm. Because it was really within the first 30 minutes of the show, we were expecting, based off of previous year's experience, that we'd be waiting for the performance for the majority of the show. We really had some harsh criticism for the Grammys last year, but at least in regards to performance placement, I was really happy to see BTS so early just because we weren't waiting around for them.
Yeah.
I still feel like it was the biggest performance of the night, even though it was early on in the entire show. But I thought that it was awesome that we got it within the first 30 minutes.
It was shocking that we got it that early on. We were like, yeah. oh gosh, wow, really? They're already going to perform?
Right. Mm-hmm. No way.
Yeah.
But the theme of it was like this secret mission, kind of Mission Impossible, James Bond theme. And the stage is set up like they're stealing art from a museum. And like they kind of steal works of art, and then later on you see like the works of art replaced by BTS album art, so that's kind of a cool detail that they had yeah. in there,
little details that you maybe didn't notice first time watching through.
Right. And they're also wearing these like all black suits, which is very spy vibes.
Very spy vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah. So for the introduction, we were also really surprised to see such a long introduction
yes.
before the song, because last year with the Grammys they were cut short on their performance mm-hmm. like they ended up having to like cut down their Dynamite performance, like yeah. it's time, so they were allotted a lot of time
yeah. for their performance. I mean, I feel like just the introduction to the song was like a minute long.
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
so long. Mm-hmm. And it was ornate. It had true BTS characteristic and like quirkiness and quality to it. But it was like, wow, they're really doing this at the Grammys.
Yeah.
It felt like a melon. It felt like a mama, you know?
It did. Yeah. yeah. And they did say that it was going to be a grand stage.
Yeah.
So not disappointed at all. So in the intro, we start off with Jin, who is sitting in this like security control center with like all these monitors around him. And we thought that this was really clever since like he did just recently have surgery on his finger. He's in this like splint and, you know, he really can only do so much with that right now in terms of the performance. So while he's still healing, he gets to be a part of the performance in this really clever way where he almost seems like he is the mastermind or like the brains behind the mission.
Yeah.
Where he, you know, we even see like he ends up pushing like the button, he ends up putting in a code who, and then it's like he's the one who descends Jungkook down onto the stage from his Euphoria lift.
Incredible.
I would have never thought that they would bring that like lift back out.
No.
Haven't seen it in a long time.
Yes.
So it really just feels like BTS.
Yes.
Like they're using like these stage, you know, the stage equipment that they've used at their concerts. Yeah. Here at the Grammys.
Yes.
And I just love seeing that they incorporated that lift in. So he really seems like spy-like, that he's like descending down onto,
yeah, like rappelling down into the art exhibit. But like, mm-hmm. really, I totally agree with you. It felt like this is BTS from the first few seconds of the performance, of the yeah. intro to the performance. Like uh-huh. seeing Jungkook in that Euphoria like lift brought back all of the memories of like the Speak Yourself concerts.
Oh,
and
yeah.
like, I mean, it's purely them. It was incredible. Like, wow, this is actually happening.
Yeah
it was a bit surreal.
It was surreal. And then we have Jungkook go up to this like panel that they have on the main stage, like that front stage there, and he goes up to it, and then you see like the cameras pan to each member, and it's pretty dramatic. Like
it's
there's
so
a
dramatic.
Sound effect behind
uh-huh.
it, and
like a drum at every single time it switches.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we get this really close up shot of Namjoon, who's got like, I think it starts with J-Hope first. So J-Hope is looking so serious, like daggers
seriously.
Straight ahead, so serious, like he is on a mission.
Totally.
You know? And then it goes to, I can't remember the order, but like,
right.
I think it maybe goes to Jimin.
He's like, he like leans back, unbuttons his shirt, like his jacket a little
and
bit.
He's got sunglasses on too,
fucking
but he does
unapproachable.
Lean back. Yeah. He like leans down into the camera mm-hmm. and then pulls back and looks like he's like messing with the button of his mm-hmm. jacket. Namjoon with the shades, looking fine as hell
fine
with
as
his
hell.
Silver hair, full forehead.
Damn.
So
Fuck.
Hot. So hot.
So hot. Here to destroy.
Mm-hmm. And then it goes over to Yoongi.
Yoongi.
Who, like, cocks his head to the side. And, I mean, we've got full black hair men Yoongi. Like,
yeah.
I feel like August D showed up to the Grammys.
Yeah, he's
like,
fucking here.
He's here. August D. Like, that's all I can say. Oh,
not
man.
To mention that, like, the way that he's sitting, he's, like, sitting with his legs crossed and almost lounging back in his chair.
It's a power pose.
It's a power fucking pose.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially with his glare, he looks so hot. Like, this is, you're going to hear us say Yoongi looks so hot, like, 8,000 times.
He wrecked. I mean, they all did, but wow. Min Yoongi. Something about black hair, Min Yoongi.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Damn.
But then the camera stops on Taeyang. And this part of the night, too, was just, like, unbelievable. I couldn't believe it was happening before my
still
eyes.
Still can't believe it.
No, I don't think I'll ever process it. But Taeyang was sitting at the table with Olivia Rodrigo. And he leans in to, like, whisper into her ear. He has his arm, like, kind of back behind her shoulder. So it really looks like he is hardcore flirting with her.
Yes, very James Bond.
Very James Bond. He's being very smooth, you know.
So
and
him.
Maybe kind of giving her the lowdown of what's about to
what's
happen.
What's about to go down.
Yeah. And he pulls out from, like, behind her ear this gold card. And we're like, okay, what is this? She looks shocked by it. We're all shocked by what's happening.
Uh-huh.
We feel her in that moment. And then he's like, mm-hmm, yeah. And then he throws that card, that gold card, up onto stage. And we see Jungkook catch it.
Right. And then it pans back to Jungkook, who catches this card. And he hits, like, with the card, he, like, swipes it through that switchboard that's right there on the stage. And that, like, begins the start of Butter. Incredible.
Ah,
fucking iconic. Just, like, it's just the intro. We're already screaming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what an intro.
What an intro. I mean,
so much to process just with that. But we get into mm-hmm. the performance and we don't even know that a dance break is about to come. So it's just like,
no.
It's a lot to take in.
It's a lot. But, like, I'm still not over Taeyong flirting.
Like, I know. I feel like we have to talk about it more.
I don't care. We have to, because I don't care who he's flirting with. Just seeing him be that way, like, really turn it on. Because I mean,
we don't get to see stuff like this.
No, we don't. Yeah. And he already, like, just walking around looks fine as fuck. Looks mm-hmm. super hot, anyways. And I don't think he can turn it off. Like, I just think it's just him.
It's him.
Like, mm-hmm. and you said resting fuckface earlier. Like, yeah. as if he just has like this sexy face on all the time.
He is a sexual aura. I don't know how to explain it. Like, just when he's sitting there staring,
brooding.
It looks like he's just coming on to everything around him.
Yeah. I mean, he's just so attractive.
He's just really attractive.
Really attractive. Yeah. And so, like, to see him really turn this flirt on for this performance, mm-hmm. to play this, like, role, I mean, it was too much. I can't stop thinking about it. I can't believe that he did that.
It was jaw-dropping. Yeah. I can't believe it either.
We can't even articulate more than that. I saw a tweet
that went viral where someone was like, everyone wants, like, actor Taeyong, but, like, freak out over this, like, 15-second skit. We're like, no, we can't handle it.
We couldn't get through an entire movie or K-drama with him
as, like, the male lead.
No, we would just be screaming the whole time. I can't watch him flirt like this. It's too much to handle.
Yeah.
Really. Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about the performance itself. So they get into the performance, and even right at the beginning, J-Hope, like, we noticed that he tripped off of the ledge of the second stage and then recovered smoothly up the stairs of the main stage with, like, even as he looked up at the camera, smile on his face.
Yeah.
Like,
very professional.
So professional. How is he such a phenomenal performer that, like, I didn't even notice that he did that. That was, like, the third time through watching. You were like, wait, did J-Hope just trip?
Yeah. And it was, like, our third time watching through. So, like, super professional, really, like, covered it up so smoothly that I would have never noticed if it wasn't, like, I'm watching this performance 20 times plus.
Right.
Yeah.
Man. But after, like,
I just feel for him because, like, that was at the beginning of the performance. Mm-hmm. So, like, to have to, like, just get in, like, really focus on what he was doing after that. And I know that he's just, like, he's just so professional. Mm. I don't know what else to say about it. Like, a small little hiccup like that could really ruin the rest of the performance for you.
It could throw you off easily.
Yeah. But he, like, I mean, wasn't fazed at all by mm-hmm. it. Yeah.
No, in fact, I feel like even, we'll get to it, but I feel like later on in the performance, he was shining.
He always is. Like, it just didn't faze him. Right. And, like, he recovered so quickly. I mean, you really couldn't notice.
Yeah. And, you know, the rest of the performance was really, really well done. I think after the first chorus and the second verse, we get the dance break, which, I mean, maybe we should have been anticipating a dance break. I just think that we were all, like, in the moment, it felt so surreal that they even did, like, an intro. Like, we hadn't even conceptualized dance break is coming.
Well, we didn't even know what song they were.
We had no idea what song they were doing. You're right.
Yeah.
And so then we get this. This is, like, the never before seen part. This fucking dance break. Mm-hmm. So it started with, like, a jazzy breakdown to the music, mm-hmm. and the stage went dark, and a laser field was put up in BTS's path. And to get through it, they smoothly flipped and dove through the lasers, showing off their agility and charm to the entire audience. And Jimin made it through the laser field first and just whips out that gold card again to turn it off, turns off the laser field for his members, and then tosses the card back. And then what happens, Bethany?
Taeyong catches it in his fucking mouth.
In his fucking mouth!
In his mouth! Like, Kim Taeyong, like, how much more do you need to be doing? Like, we get it. You're sexy. You're hot. Like, we're all fools for you. I just, like, why?
Like, flirtation level at, like, a million from him. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't... When that happened, and he, like, it's not just, like, in his mouth. Of course, he's, like, kind of playing with it. He's biting on it, you know? Like, it's not just, like, a little simple thing. He really makes it into a moment.
Yeah, he makes it into a moment. Like, that gold card tastes like candy or something. Like, he likes it.
Damn.
He likes it. But it's just unbelievably sexy. But while he's doing this, all of the members are behind him with like the cards behind their back, and we really see Jimin and J-Hope there. So we just like see their backsides with the card behind their back. It looks very secretive, mm-hmm. And mischievous. Like, oh God, it's just so hot. And then Taeyong takes it out of his mouth and they all get into formation, and then they start fanning themselves. Like, they're so hot, they start right. fanning themselves with this gold card while they do a body roll. Like,
no!
It's
just
like, it's so sexy. It's so hot.
It's like, so sexy.
This dance break, I'll never stop talking about
no.
it. I will never shut up about
never.
It.
Never.
Anyways.
Never. Never.
Never. I mean, I think this is like what, I mean, this is what I think ended up making the Grammys mm-hmm. for us. And like, honestly, it was the best performance of the night. And we're still not done with this dance break, but I just cannot get over it. So then J-Hope moves to center and he traces the card down his leg. And then they all aggressively flick the cards away
Fuck.
From them.
Damn. A statement. A moment.
It's a moment.
Though, I mean, I love from that other Butter performance where they were walking on that bridge, that outdoor performance, and they have a dance break there. And in that one, we really noticed J-Hope like walk his fingers down his leg. Mm-hmm. But this was like, it was from the side. It was with the card. It was,
with
there
the
was
card.
Just something about it was so sexy.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, they start teasing us with their jackets.
Yeah.
J-Hope, of course, captures so much attention being front and center at this mm-hmm. moment. But really, rewatching the performance for like the different members. Oh, my fucking God. It's too much.
It's overwhelming.
It's too much. It's overwhelming. Mm-hmm. But like, of course, immediately, like the first time watching it, our eyes are just on Jung Ho-seok.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like fucking with his jacket, pulling it up and around. They kind of like cover their face for a moment and then they whip it back down.
It's
and
very flirty.
They're exposing mm-hmm. shoulders. They're exposing chest. They're like, you know, turning around and showing their back and their upper shoulders. Like, mm-hmm. fuck, it's so flirty.
They're driving us crazy.
They're driving us literally fucking crazy. I feel rabid
yeah.
watching rabid. And talking about this performance. I feel like I could be foaming at the mouth right now because yeah. they are so insane.
Yeah.
And like, they're... God, I just need to take a moment.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
they... Okay. They're manipulating their jackets all around, whatever. And then they get, I don't know why this is so hot to me, but the fact that they get into a circle to face each other when they take their jackets off, it's like mm-hmm. they're getting undressed watching each other.
Yeah.
Oh my
Kayla.
Fuck. I mean, is that not like, I think that I'm just trying to figure out why this moment is in my mind so hard, but they literally are all in a circle facing each other, rip their jackets off.
They rip their jackets off. Yeah.
And then they like kind of whip them at each other to the middle of the circle and they grab each other's jackets. So like each one of them is holding like another member's like the sleeve of their jacket.
Mm-hmm. All of their jackets are intertwined.
Intertwined in some way. Mm-hmm. And they pull them taut and they like turn around into like a formation where you can see all of them. And they use their jackets as like the guitar to play air guitar, and it is the sexiest motherfucking air guitar of all time.
Yeah, yeah.
The fact
because that, they're all connected.
Because they're all connected.
With their jackets.
Their jackets.
And mm-hmm. in the normal like dance break that we get with Butter, you see them do like this electric guitar
right.
dance move, but seeing them do it with each other's jackets while all being connected at the same time, it's
with,
just like it's a neat effect.
Especially yeah. with Jungkook and Ho-seok on the ground like that with like their knees up very out and open. I mean, they all, it's like, it's not just like the typical like squat that they do during the regular Butter dance break. Like mm-hmm. this is so different.
Yeah. They're
so
actually
sexy.
Like kneeling, like halfway kneeling on the ground.
Yeah. They're yeah. kneeling. Uh-huh. And I mean, I feel like all of them have like the highest level of confidence right here mm-hmm. too. Like, I mean, really each one of them like looks so good.
Yeah. I think it's the highlight of the dance break right
oh,
here.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the best part of it.
Yeah.
Is seeing them do this air guitar with their jackets all together, like kind of DNA-y, isn't it?
Yeah. A little bit with how they're intertwined mm-hmm. like that. Yes. There's so many things like that, that I feel like are so BTS. Like, we haven't really talked about it yet, but the gold card, the way that they're using it to like throw around and like kind of pass the camera in the performance as a transition makes me think of like the Melon performance where like Jimin throws the fan and Jungkook catches it and that's a transition. Yeah. Or like even the classic, like that hat trick
for We Are Bulletproof.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where you said it's Taeyong that throws the hat back. And
I think it's Jimin that throws the hat back to Jungkook.
And then Jungkook does that trick and then hands it off to J-Hope. And So it's very,
very BTS. There's very like them. All these like little nuggets within. Yeah. Yeah, that I think only ARMY could really, you know, figure that out or see it. But it's like they're just really showcasing who they are. And we had talked about it at the Iconic Hangout. I think it was Anne who ended up saying like she really wanted to see like Idol or something like that. Just to be like, this is who we are.
This is BTS.
And I feel like for a song like Butter, where they could have just gone in and done like the traditional choreography and they could even do like the, you know, the dance break that we've seen many times.
Right.
But no, they like got to really put on this full Mama-esque stage.
Yeah.
And this dance break is just unbelievable.
Yeah, like, it really is.
That the laser field that they're like doing like acrobatics through.
Yeah,
and flips
aerial
and
flips
stuff.
Through.
I mean, yeah, come on. That is like totally Mama.
Yeah, so Mama.
And I mean, throwing it back to like We Are Bulletproof Part 2. Like,
yeah.
It's just like kind of crazy to me.
It is. And I think that's something that's so satisfying about this performance and makes us love it so, so much is that it's not Idol, like how, like what you said, Anne said, like, we really want to see that this is BTS, this is us. You
I mean,
know,
it
that
would have been powerful. That, same with ON.
Right. Right. When we thought it might be
it
ON
makes
too.
Sense that they did Butter.
It makes sense they did Butter. And I think they did Butter, like, despite it being a fully English song, it still felt like this is who we are. We are BTS. Right. This is, we're quirky. We have fun. Like, look
we
at this.
Fun.
Look at this hot, but also kind of cheesy introduction that we're doing. And then, like,
I wouldn't say it was cheesy.
Okay. I mean, I
but
just.
I mean, it was playful.
Okay.
I think
not
it was playful.
Playful. Yeah. Not cheesy. You're right. But, like, and then drool over us by the time we get to the dance break.
Right.
Like, really? I mean, really?
They have it all.
They really have it all. They do it all.
They really got to showcase every part of themselves in this performance.
Yeah.
Even like the subliminal messaging back behind them. You
yeah.
know, like the lyrics of their in Korean.
In
lyrics.
Korean written in the gallery, or like the fact that like the idea of BTS's art replacing these like famous works of art that like BTS, you know, were stealing in the performance. It's like their music. This is the true art that deserves to be in a gallery, that deserves to be like upheld in this way. That was the message that I got from
there. Some theories around that for sure.
Am I
jumping ahead
a little bit.
I'm sorry.
Something for later.
No, because I want to talk about it too. I mean, I brought up like the messaging behind, you know, all the lyrics behind them and stuff. Like, I feel like we see that a lot at Melon and Mama.
Yeah, it just seems very them.
It's very them,
Well, back to the dance break,
back
though.
Back to the dance break, because I have to talk about J-Hope. Yeah. I mean, I know we've already talked about J-Hope a lot.
Not enough.
Like, during the actual, like, first time watching through, live when we were watching it on the Grammys, I just couldn't help but to notice J-Hope when they were taking their jackets off for the dance break there, when they all intertwine their jackets. His back is to us and we can see him wearing these suspenders and it's like a harness like suspender that crosses in the back. It was giving me like that Dior outfit, like tier vibes.
Yeah.
And we just see it really back there and like his butt. Like, I'm sorry guys. Like, he just like looked so hot. I couldn't believe that we got this shot of him.
Yeah.
He just looks phenomenal.
It really, the suspenders, like the way that they cross right there in his back, really like define his back and his shoulders and
so
his
hot.
Waist all at fucking once.
It's so hot. It might as well have been a harness.
Yeah, because especially the way that they held his pants up. I mean, you were talking about his butt. It was like you could not look away.
No.
It was hugged.
He was always looking at. I couldn't help it. I couldn't help it.
Could not help it.
But they all looked so hot. Anyways, during the dance break, they then all break away from their form, and then they continue to use the jackets as props during the choreography. So they all break away. They're twirling around their jackets. They're smacking them on the ground.
Fuck, that is so hot.
I know, I know. Damn. They're whipping them out away from them. They're rubbing their jackets across their bodies. It's just like, it's very theatrical. Mm-hmm. And it's just a wow factor, as if like everything else hasn't been, you know, like it's just one thing after another, like these really grand movements and this grand choreo that they went all out for the dance break here.
Right.
But then you see them coolly throw their jackets over their shoulders as they do some subtle hip thrust before throwing the jackets completely away. And that's what ends up ending the dance break.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, I can't believe, like, when we got to this moment in the performance, I couldn't believe that we still had more song to go. Mm-hmm. Because that dance break seriously was so phenomenal, floored us so much, had us so dead, that when they were transitioning away from it and then Yoongi walks up and starts rapping, I'm like, holy shit, we still have more.
Yeah.
There's still more. Like, it was probably already over 3 minutes, which was barely the time they were afforded last year.
Yep.
And we were enjoying it so much. It was so incredible.
Yeah.
Just so surreal that this performance was happening right then at the Grammys. Like, really. And we still had Yoongi's verse. And so,
and why was it so badass that we like picked right back up with Yoongi's verse?
Really,
like,
though?
Yes, like, come back with the rap.
Like, who, what part of the song can stand up to, like, following this incredible dance break? Oh, Min fucking Yoongi.
Min Yoongi
can do it with his cool, he just struts in from the side, starts rapping.
So cool.
Oh, God. And he killed it.
Yeah.
His song was so great. And, like, I mean, we've already talked about Black Hair Yoongi. Like, we wrote down while we were watching this, iconic, sexy, brilliant. Like,
brilliant.
That was him.
I really felt like Augusty showed up.
Yes, he was there. he was. And then, like, right after him was Namjoon's verse. And that had him, like, he was walking on the stairs of the main stage. And that's where we see the lab dance crew behind him. The lab is all dressed up in, like, black suits also. And they're, like, ready to back them all up for this grand finale that they're coming to. And just because he's on the stairs, the camera is lower. And so we get to see Namjoon here from, like, this low angle. So I just have to say, like, obviously looking like a daddy, dominating as fuck. It's super hot. It's incredible.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's very powerful.
Very.
With the,
also.
The got army right behind us when we
say so.
Yes. Like, so. I was like, damn.
Really, though. He really punched that.
Yeah, he did.
And with the sunglasses too. He wore the sunglasses at the Grammys with the Lil Nas X performance, but I also feel like that's Rap Monster, you know, like that's classic, old school Namjoon. I love that he broke the sunglasses out for this performance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chic. Sexy. Chic.
Hot. Daddy.
Unapproachable.
Mm.
So for the last chorus, Jin finally gets to join them on stage, because I just feel for Jin, like, in the state that he was in, like, all that, like, craziness they did with the jackets and all that, like, mm-hmm. I just don't think Jin could have managed that with, like, a splint on, which,
right.
Like, kudos to Jin for sticking to his precautions and taking care of his health and not, like, risking, you know, messing up his surgery or
for
whatever.
For a performance.
Yeah. Like, I love that they really valued his health and recovery.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was hard for him to sit back, but he ended up saying that, like, he enjoyed watching BTS perform, you know, his members perform.
Right.
And I think he got to enjoy it. You know, he wasn't, like, super sad about it, based on what he said in the V Live.
Yeah. I also think that in his lines, like, they did cut to him and he was super cute and fun and handsome, like, in his little, like, you know, like, pod, like, control room.
Yeah.
Like,
he even flashed his splint.
He was like,
look at me.
it made us crack up, you know?
It made us laugh a little bit. Yeah. And then he, like, tapped his finger on the desk, mm-hmm. and was looking
quirked
at
his eyebrow.
He leaned in and, like, even pulled the mic up close to his mouth. Yeah. He was having fun with it.
I feel like he was having fun with it. He was, really playing the role, which I felt like honestly, if you weren't ARMY and you didn't know that he had just had the surgery, you probably, like, wouldn't think about it. You'd just be like, oh, he's just over there.
Yeah
And I thought it was awesome that he joined them at the end.
That was surprising. Yeah, he ends up getting to dance with all of them. They moved out to the second stage and the lab filled in the spaces behind them. Their numbers, along with the background of gold gilded walls trimmed in purple, made the finale to their stage grandiose, with all eyes on BTS.
Yeah. All eyes on them.
All eyes on them.
Totally. It was epic. It was a huge climactic moment that it really felt like after, like when they were ending this performance, like, okay, we can wrap it up. We can go home now. Like, that was done. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was just phenomenal.
It was great.
Their final pose was iconic there at the end. They ended up getting a standing ovation from the entire crowd, which is beautiful to see. Like, you know, I really felt like they were getting the respect and the time that they deserve for being such global musicians right now.
Yeah. And like watching their performance, especially when it was the intro, and thinking that like as an audience member, you probably can't really tell what's going on in the intro. Like we can really tell as like someone watching from home with the camera, but like they may not have really known what was going on until the actual performance started. And so I was worried about the audience like getting as into the performance as we were and having that like response, you know?
I think that they probably had like TVs around where they were like showing the footage, you know, just like at a concert where they show like the close-up footage. That's what I thought. I hope they had that. But I get what you're saying. Like in the audience, like if you're not getting that finer detail of what's going on, it maybe wasn't as, I don't know, like enjoyable because you didn't know what all was going on or how it was connected.
So like even if they, I don't know if they had like, you know, monitors or people could see that, but even if they didn't, they still got into that performance just by seeing, like they didn't see the intro at all. They just, okay, the stage started and they're seeing it from wherever they're seeing it from. But to see the whole crowd standing up and applauding them was really awesome. Like I agree with you. It feels like they're getting the recognition that they deserve, that they've worked so hard for.
I really felt like they were there with all the other like top artists of today.
Yeah.
And they were treated as so.
Yeah.
Which we haven't had in the past.
Totally.
Yeah. So it was really a fantastic performance. I couldn't have asked for anything more. It was the highlight of the night. I think they were the highlight of the night. I think they were the Grammys highest priority guest is what I really got from it. Like I really felt like they were taken care of. They were sitting up front
and center.
Yeah, they got a lot of camera time. Oh, and also during this performance, not once did they pan to the audience like for the reaction.
Not once.
It was all BTS.
And that was very like you kind of realized it at the end after you see the whole crowd giving them a standing ovation, like, oh shit, we haven't seen the crowd once. We literally got to see that entire performance start to finish uninhibited. Amazing. They really, I feel, especially in regards to BTS's performance time, like the time they had, the quality of performance they got to deliver, and like the creative freedom, as well as like honoring BTS as musicians, I really feel the Grammys did a good job with that this year. Really.
I do too. I do. I feel like they really redeemed themselves from last year.
Oh yeah.
Last year was really disappointing. And I don't regret bitching about it as much as I did because it was pretty awful last year. But I feel like this year they've really treated them as the artists that they are.
And they definitely, like, you know, something else that they didn't do this year was have like a weird speech about diversity pandering literally immediately before their performance. There was nothing like that, and that was something else that I wanted to mention, was I feel like the Grammys did a better job with diversity and inclusion this year. We watched some of the pre-show of the Grammys, and there was a lot of diversity in who won awards. We saw like people from all over the world winning awards, people from all different like sexualities winning awards, and races winning awards,
and ages.
Like, I mean, I felt like, wow, they did a great job with diversity this year.
They did.
Yeah
Really showing up and not just
talking about it. They weren't just talking about it, they were just doing it, which
it was refreshing.
It was.
And a little shocking.
A little bit.
But grateful. Very grateful.
Totally grateful. Yeah. They did have BTS. They had like a mid-show interview with Trevor Noah. And the one kind of thing that ARMYs were like, really, they did this again, was they had like kind of commentary between the two of them talking about, oh, Namjoon, you learned English from Friends, right? You know, like they put that in there and every ARMY like rolls their eye like, can we stop talking about this? You know, but I thought it was fine.
I thought it was fine because it's an easy conversation to have with mm-hmm. BTS, and it's something that I think piques non-ARMY's interest.
Totally. Like, and Friends is popular right now.
English from Friends. Yeah. I mean, everyone loves Friends. It's like an American pastime now. So the fact that that's how Namjoon ended up learning English, they could have had a more in-depth conversation. But
it's in the middle of the Grammys. That's not the time.
And I will say Trevor Noah, at least he like learned that little bit of the children's tune from mm-hmm. Squid Game. So some Korean was sung at the Grammys, but it wasn't BTS. It's like, why?
I mean,
but you know what? Baby steps.
That's, especially ironic. Like BTS themselves didn't even sing any Korean.
Or speak it. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not to backtrack here, but do you want to talk a little bit about the theories on the stage?
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the stage for their performance, it really seemed like Casino Heist, we're talking like James Bond mm-hmm. themed, but like, it was an art gallery, so it looked like they were going to steal art, mm-hmm. or, you know, like that was the mission that they were doing, like, because they were all like creeping around, mm-hmm. you know, going up onto stage. But then like we see these like photos, like these pieces of art start to like be removed and then replaced with, it looked like HYYH photos, which I'm like, BTS, come on, like, you're just messing with us at this point, right?
They're really
like,
messing with
they'll
us.
Buy it. They'll go crazy with it,
like literally
just
plant
some HYYH,
just plant this little breadcrumb like right here in the background.
But then on the walls they ended up projecting all of the Korean lyrics, and a lot of it was from HYYH. I think Fire was on there. Mm-hmm. I definitely remember seeing Bow Wow Wow. Mm-hmm. And it was just really neat, but it seemed like they had taken all the art away and then replaced it with their own music and photos, as if like they are art.
They are art.
And they deserve to be like in this gallery.
Yes.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Also just that, I mean, I think it has that message too, but I also think that it's just them putting more of themselves into this performance,
right.
Like another opportunity to say, this is who we are. Mm-hmm. Like it seemed like in the choreography, in the props used, in the, you know, even in the background stage details, it was, this is who we are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And all the purple and gold.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ornate. Yeah. I love the purple. You know, the purple had to be there. That's so BTS, so ARMY. Mm-hmm. And with the gold, we were reflecting before recording that it seemed very elegant, very expensive, like royalty.
It seemed like the gold was the Grammys mm-hmm. and the purple was BTS. And it was elegant. I mean, gold is like, I mean, that is wealth, right? Mm-hmm. And the Grammy itself is gold,
right?
The award. And then purple is like the color of royalty, mm-hmm. and also extremely elegant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like a, you know, a high-end color or whatever.
It's,
you know,
like it's a rarely
status to mm-hmm. it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So to see that brought together, I just felt like that had a lot of great symbolism within it.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
Yeah.
I love the attention to detail that they really had with this performance.
Yeah.
We'll never stop talking about it. We'll be dreaming about it, thinking about it, especially the dance break on loop forever.
Forever. All right. Let's get into the nominations.
Let's do it.
So BTS were nominated for Best Pop Duo Group Performance with Butter. All the nominees in this category were Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga with I Get a Kick Out of You, Lonely by Justin Bieber and Benny Blanco, Butter by BTS, Higher Power by Coldplay, and Kiss Me More by Doja Cat featuring SZA. So going in, I really thought that Doja Cat was going to win it.
Mm-hmm.
Just because Kiss Me More is such a popular song. It's still played to this day on the radio. It's on repeat. All my friends love it. I'm not like, it's not one of my favorite songs, but I just knew that it weighed a lot in this mm-hmm. category. And just because I'm feeling so guarded from last year, of course I wanted BTS to win it, but I just never really allowed myself to get my hopes up.
Yeah.
However, while we were watching, it was getting closer and closer to 10 o'clock at night. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, they have announced Song of the Year, Best Pop Album of the Year. They've had like the biggest performances of the night, including BTS already performed. Like, where the heck is, you know, the award announcement for Best Pop Duo Group Performance?
Right.
And they saved it for second to last.
Right.
Which is what made me start to get my hopes up a little bit. And I turned to you, even though I was getting my hopes up, I'm like, this is a little suspicious.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why this award is being announced second to last when last year we ended up having to watch the pre-recording for BTS.
Right.
Because of this category.
But
here's because it wasn't even in the main award show.
Right. And here's the other thing that made us get our hopes up. Like you, I went into the Grammys night fully thinking there's no way they're going to win this performance. Mm-hmm. Or I'm sorry, I just don't think that the Grammys is going to give them this award. I believe they're fully deserving of this Grammy.
Oh,
me too. I really believe they have the best performance out of all of these. This isn't best song. This isn't top charting song. This is best performance.
Like,
you can't tell me that like Doja Cat and SZA had a better performance than BTS had from all of their Butter performances. That performance on stage on the Grammys of Butter was the best of the night. But still, I was like, I could not believe. I was too jaded from last year. I did not even, like we talked about, the Iconic Hangout. I was like, there's no way they're going to win. I just don't think. I think there's other people in this category that the award's going to go to just because of that's how the Grammys operate.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, I don't feel like it's necessarily the most deserving that will get the award. And we also probably have our own biases thinking that BTS are more deserving than these other artists because we love them
we
and
love
care about
them,
them so deeply.
We're committed to them.
We're so committed. But like, as the night went on, the fact that BTS's performance was early on, it felt like the Grammys were redeeming themselves in all of these ways that we had criticized them last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, like, I'm trying to think of from a TV producer's like mindset, it felt like BTS was going to win this award last night.
Yeah.
With the performance early on, the mid-show interview, they were shown multiple times throughout the night, like as like enjoying themselves in the crowd. Doja Cat, who won this award, was not shown once throughout the entire night.
I hadn't seen her at all.
For
it was like the red carpet where I saw her.
We saw her at the red carpet.
And we didn't see her the entirety of the night until this award.
And that's why, even though you were like, I know Doja Cat's going to win it, we were like, well, maybe she won't, because we literally haven't seen her at all. We've seen BTS so much. Like, it really seems like it would be like this underdog Cinderella story set up for them.
Yeah. Like, really making music history right here. Like, it did seem like it was all set up for them.
Right.
The way that the night had played out.
The way that they were literally sitting front and center.
Right. Yeah. Right. And just going back to you focusing on the performance element of this category really makes me feel like, of course, BTS deserved it.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if I've even seen a performance of Kiss Me More, but granted, I'm not a Doja Cat fan, you know? So, but when I go back and I look, like, we didn't get a performance of Kiss Me More. So why did they, you know, like, we got this grand performance of Butter. It just seemed fitting that they would win this with how everything was set up.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't until like 9:30 at night that
it was like literally 9:48.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That I started thinking, oh my God, BTS might win it. Like, I really was like, okay, I'm kind of hoping they do.
Right.
I mean, I was always hoping secretively that they were going to win it.
Mm.
But in my mind, I had already thought, nope, Doja's got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, hoping with our hearts, but logically with our minds being like, there's no way. Like, not letting ourselves fully open to the idea of them winning it. And then just in that moment, it felt like I needed time to have stood still before Avril Lavigne like actually said who won it, because I didn't want to know the answer, because I didn't want it to not be them, you know? Like, I wanted to stay in that moment where it wasn't them for longer, because they had such an incredible night. And I didn't want the lack of cherry on top of them winning to happen, you know?
Yeah.
And then it did.
I almost didn't believe that coming out of Avril Lavigne's mouth was Doja Cat and SZA.
Yeah.
But right when she announced that, I stood up pretty dang fast and started packing up.
Yeah.
I really did. I was like, clearly I'm upset about it, even though like, I'm sure if I really went in hoping and thinking they were going to win it, I would have had a way more adverse reaction than I did. But there was the disappointment. Mm-hmm. So just because we want him to win it, but like, I think like also her speech there, mm-hmm. like at the end was a little hard to listen to, that she had like gone to the bathroom and like the first thing out of her mouth was piss.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I'm sensitive to that word. I just hate that word. Yeah. Piss. Oh, it's so gross.
Yeah.
And to be up on the Grammy stage, like everyone is dressed to the nines. Her herself is dressed to the nines. And not only does she say that on stage within the first like 20 seconds of her speech, but she like is turning around and like adjusting like the, you know, like the bottom of her
hoochie.
Yeah. I mean, like it's just, it's too much. And I just felt like, I mean, I was a little offended that she seemed so.
Because in my mind, I was like, man, imagine if BTS win this, like this speech that they have prepared. Like, we would have seen so much, you know, gratitude up on the stage. And like, not to say that Doja didn't, like Doja Cat, like she redeemed herself at the end.
She cried at the end and she was like, really, I know I joke around a lot, but this means so much.
It means a lot to her.
But even the beginning of her speech is almost unredeemable to me because it was so unprofessional.
Yeah, and it was like in the moment when we're like clearly upset.
Yeah.
Not really what we want to hear from someone who took the award, who won the award.
Right.
Who we thought, you know.
Where we felt like if this moment weren't her, there would be seven handsome, perfect men standing up there being the most humble, thankful, grateful, like speech.
Well-spoken.
History would be made right there as the first Korean act to win a Grammy.
Yeah.
And instead, like Doja Cat's talking about piss and like, I mean, it was just a little disappointing. Adjusting the crotch of her dress, like, and making it like a joke too that she was doing it.
And I get like that's her personality and whatnot.
Right.
But,
I just felt
even SZA was like, "Get your ass up here!" Like, I'm on crutches, which just like as a therapist, I was like, "SZA, what are you even doing in high heels if you're injured? Like, and on crutches, also like Grammys, where's the ramp?
Right.
Like, ADA." Anyways,
seriously, I mean, SZA beat her up there, and she was on crutches.
Yeah, and she was like, "Where?"
Yeah, and she was like, looking at her like,
"Why am I up
you?
Here and you're not?" Yeah.
Anyways.
We felt like they deserved it, but I will have to say, I think Doja Cat and SZA were they were deserving of the award because Kiss Me More is such a fantastic song, but like also best pop duo group performance. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess I have to go and watch a performance of Kiss Me More.
Right.
But, like,
me too.
But
I still think with our strong bias towards BTS, we'd still like find ways to poke holes in it, you know?
Right. Yeah. But even though we wanted them to win and they didn't, it was still a win for BTS. I think BTS were the winners of the night.
I think so. We saw them right after the award was announced and it was like panning through the crowd, like a couple of them high-fiving. Like,
they all hugged.
They hugged.
They all group hugged.
Yeah. You know, I think like it's not obviously the answer that they wanted, the result that they wanted, but I think they came together and, you know, at least were able to support each other through it. Another like topic that we're seen going around is the idea of this award being pop duo / group. Like the question has been should a collaboration, a one-time collaboration, count as a duo? You know, you brought up like the Chainsmokers, that's a duo. Mm-hmm. Coldplay also in this category, that's a group. You know, like this is a group that always makes music together, performs together, tours together. Like a one-time collaboration of Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett, or Justin Bieber and Benny Blanco, or Doja Cat and SZA, is that a duo?
Yeah, with how common features are now, is that really considered a duo?
Yeah,
should that have its own category?
It should have the best collaboration, best collaboration instead of.
I think that's totally valid.
Right.
Yeah.
Because
and it makes this category particularly tough.
It makes it really tough competition because it's not just going up against the same different groups every year. Mm-hmm. It's going up against anybody who wants to collaborate that year.
Yeah.
And it could be massive names like last year, Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande, or this year, Doja Cat and SZA. Like, it's very hard for a group to compete with two super names collaborating and that being in the same category.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I could see that maybe being something that changes down the road.
Yeah.
But concluding thoughts on the Grammys is that they really, I think, gave BTS their moment.
Yeah.
And treated them as the artists that they are.
Yeah.
And that was monumental.
That was huge.
And such a drastic change from last year.
Mm-hmm.
So I was really happy with it.
Me too. You know,
I've never been prouder of BTS. I feel like them being Korean artists and being a K-pop group, sitting at the Grammys, getting their own like midway show conversation with the host, you know, being like one of the top artists that like everyone is wanting to talk mm-hmm. to on the red carpet.
Having one of the most intricate performance. No, the most intricate performance.
Totally,
of the night.
The most intricate. Yeah. Yeah. That intro.
Yeah.
The dance break.
Yes.
The storyline. I mean, the storyline. It was the best. And I think BTS really enjoyed themselves.
Yeah.
And at their V Live that they did at the end of the night, like they always do, even Namjoon and all of them were like, they were happy. They were all winners. You know, they had talked about having two cakes last year. They had one cake if they had not won the Grammy and one cake if they did. But this year they only had one cake because they knew they were already winners,
yeah,
no matter what. And that, yeah, they've achieved so much just by being there. But they were truthful in that, like Namjoon said, yeah, I mean, Hitman Bang was there and Scooter Braun was there. And, you know, they had gotten that, I think he ended up saying like easy or like light conversation midway.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, the grand performance that they got with all that time, it really did seem like it was all pointing to them winning,
yeah,
their first Grammy.
Yeah. It really did feel like that was the story of the night.
Mm-hmm.
And it should have happened, you know. I want to echo you. Like, I'm so proud of them. I feel like regardless of the, you know, the results of the award that they were nominated for, they did such a phenomenal job at, you know, at the Grammys. Their performance was incredible. First live solo stage performance at the Grammys. Could not have gone better. Could not have been more incredible. The fact that they got all of that time and got all of that, you know, I feel like the notice that they got during the entire show, it kind of made up for the fact that they didn't win the award.
Yeah.
It really balanced out. Like, even though we were there waiting until like literally like almost 9:50 when the award was announced, we didn't really mind it because we were on such a high from how incredible their performance was,
yeah,
all of the attention they were getting throughout the rest of the night. Like, I really felt like they made it. Like, I didn't feel like I had to be defensive of them during the Grammys, like watching it, because I really didn't feel like they were being snubbed or like done wrong in
or
any
mistreated.
Way. Mistreated.
I didn't
in
feel
any
like
way.
They were mistreated. Yeah, definitely. I'm with you there.
Yeah.
I'm with you there.
I felt like they were treated so well, and it really like warms my heart to feel that they're like, wow, really accepted, you know, like, mm-hmm, to have that stage performance, to have, you know, to be seen at the Grammys in the ways that they were showcased, you know, more than other artists, you know,
totally,
throughout the night. Like, I thought that that was huge.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Lady Gaga, I think, was shown once.
Yeah. Once.
Which is so rare.
Yeah. And you just, you can't overlook that. Like,
no.
I think that it's huge that they had what they did have at the Grammys. Massive progress was made for them this year. Next year's their year.
They're getting that fucking
Grammy next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just have to make one more comment just because, like, we had kind of talked about it and Namjoon mentioned it too.
Uh-huh.
Of how top duo group performance was not in the main show like the past 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just so curious that it's now brought back into the main award show, but saved for second to last.
Mm-hmm.
And Namjoon had brought that up, like,
yeah,
as it was very curious that it was put there. And I do think there was still a little bit of like, oh, we've maintained ARMYs at the beginning, we maintained ARMYs at the middle, and we have to hold them to the end.
Yep. I mean,
I feel like it was intentional, but
it was intentional.
Even if it was just to hold views, I also look at the other side of it. Like, maybe this is just BTS bringing significance to this category and really bringing value and anticipation to this category.
Yeah. I mean,
like never before.
something that I know is that awards shows are really hurting right now. Like they are seeing the lowest ratings in decades, and they're doing anything that they can to try to bring in more audience. So on one hand, I want to say, like what we said last year, like Army being held hostage to the end of it, yada, yada. But because they got so much screen time and because their performance was at the beginning, it was so incredible. I did not feel held hostage the whole night. It was disappointing, obviously, that they lost. But I think, like, what if, you know, they're showing, yes, BTS is bringing value to this category. BTS is bringing in all of these viewers, all of these ratings to the entirety of the Grammys because their fans are anticipating the results of this award. And they just, like, day of, or like, you know, day before, decided to move this award from the pre-show to the actual awards show at night, which just, you know, show to me shows that they are looking for more ratings and to have that. But I don't want to look at it. I don't feel negative about it this time either. Around. Yeah. And I don't want to look at it that way. I want to look at it as, hey, if BTS can show that they're contributing, their presence in this category and at this awards show is contributing to the amount of viewership that the Grammys are getting, they're going to be asked back and they're going to be given more and more screen time. And that's just more steps towards playing the game that they need to play to get a Grammy.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with you there. I didn't feel like the last year we said hostage. Yeah. And it's because we felt strongly about that. I would never use that term for this year's mm-mm. Grammys because it was enjoyable to watch.
It was. It was a great show. Yeah, for sure. I loved it. And again, just congratulations to BTS.
Yes, congrats BTS. And now you get to have your concert in Vegas.
Yes.
Which we will not be attending, but we do have online tickets that we're going to be streaming live.
Hell yeah. We will be watching the live stream. We're going to get our own little like LA nostalgia for ourselves watching the concert again.
We're going to have a Korean night. Yep. Probably get some soju and kimchi and all the Korean food.
Definitely. Oh, man, looking forward to it. And I hope that all of you Iconics that are in LA or are going to watch the live stream enjoy it also because
in Vegas.
In Vegas. Yeah. I always think like LA, LV. But yeah, in Vegas. I am so excited for Army's, the full Vegas takeover right now. Excited for BTS to perform at the stadium that the Grammys were literally just at and just like totally sell it out and have it packed just for them.
It's the arena. The arena. That's the overflow.
Right.
That's the Army overflow.
Oh, yeah. The Army overflow there. It's Allegiant Stadium and then the Army overflow at the arena where the Grammys were at.
Yeah.
I just can't, you know, that's just like the biggest flex.
Right.
The hugest flex. Like all of these major musicians are in Las Vegas right now for the Grammys. And who is taking over the entire city? BTS and Army.
Yep.
Yeah. Amazing.
And that's all that matters.
That's all that matters. We got it.
That's the biggest win.
That's true.
Selling out concerts. Hell that are like filled, like stadium concerts. Yeah. Multiple nights.
100%.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm so proud of them.
I'm so proud too.
I love them so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel so in love with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too. Congrats, BTS. Congrats, Army.
Yeah.
Wow. It was great.
If you like this episode, please let us know. We just have loved talking about the Grammys. And I'm sure that we missed something because we're just so excited and we could barely even put into words our feelings about this overwhelming performance. We do want to say a special thanks to our supporters on Patreon, especially our VIP Iconics, Eileen, Michelle, Deja, Meg, Rachel, Robin, Crystal, Emily, Madison, and Holly. Thank you guys so much for all of your support. We love you so much.
We love you. Thank you.
Yes. If you enjoyed this episode, please write us a review on iTunes or Spotify. Reach out to us via social DM, Twitter, or Instagram, Standing BTS Pod. And of course, donate to Nova Ukraine. And you can find links for all of those things in the description.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for standing BTS.
Hey, I'm Kayla from Standing BTS. After you check out the latest episode of our show, be sure to check out some of the other great programs on Consequence Podcast Network, including Rootsland, an original story of two friends who take a musical and spiritual journey from the suburbs of Long Island to the streets of Kingston, Jamaica. The Opus is Consequence's original documentary podcast exploring legendary albums and their lasting legacies. So head over to consequence.net to listen to these podcasts and many great others.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.